On this episode, the variability of Cox sensitivity.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. I appreciate you being here and being a part of this movement. It is a movement in a lot of ways. We are creating a new way. We are blending traditions of the past, like strength and discipline and persistence and purpose and things that men of all eras have always exemplified, and blending that with some new, which is a higher emotional intelligence, which is being positively fueled by our sexuality and by talking about that and working on it and being aware of it and understanding that it's something that's a fundamental part of our life and actually addressing it and getting better at it. So let's talk about some more things that most people won't talk about. We're going to talk about the variability of cock sensitivity. Since we were talking about sex, a couple of, one reminder and then a new heads up that I want to give you that I haven't talked about specifically before. A reminder, which is do your Kegels and your root training. I cannot overstate the importance of training your root muscle. And yes, as a caveat to that, we want to ensure that it is relaxed and do things like massage. But overall, we very much want to strengthen our root muscle and do so in very meaningful ways because it has a significant impact. It might be the highest impact thing that you can do from a sexual health standpoint. And one thing on that is to think about is that a session of root training, let's say that lasts like 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, if you're using the Stamina app on iOS or there's some other apps on Android, if you're doing like a 5 to 10 minute session, I would view that kind of like a couple or a few sets of pushups. Meaning, a couple or a few sets of pushups is great, and it's way better than doing zero, like zero exercise, right? If you took somebody who was not exercising and you got them to do a couple or a few sets of close to max pushups, that's a good thing. Right? But it's only going to take you so far. And if you really want to get strong, you're going to need to do more than a couple sets of pushups. And the same thing kind of applies to training your root muscle. If you really want to get strong, it's going to take more than 5 to 10 minutes. Like there's not really, if you think about, I like comparing a lot of my private clients know that I talk about these kind of comparisons a lot, and I do on this show as well. And that is that in a lot of ways, training a root muscle is very much like training any of the rest of our body. So how much exercise are you going to be able to get in 5 or 10 minutes? If you're doing sprints or something like that, yeah. But for the most part, it's going to take longer. If you really want to get strong, for example, it's going to take longer than 5 or 10 minutes. Same thing with training your root muscle. So do more sessions per day. Whatever you're doing, do more. If you're not doing any or you're only doing it a few days a week, do it every day. If you're doing one session every day, start doing 2 or 3 sessions a day. Maybe have a day where you do 6 or 7 or 8 and see how your body feels, see how your body reacts the next day. You may actually be quite surprised at how immediate of an impact it can have doing a bunch of sets like that and how you'll feel the next day in terms of that specific area and your overall sexual life in terms of your sexual energy and your erections and things like that. Try it. So work your root muscle harder. One other thing also, a question that commonly comes up to me in a lot of text message conversations or direct messages, and I think something that comes up in maybe every guy's mind at some point or a lot of points, is thinking about how big your cock is compared to someone else's or everyone else's. And the default that it's amazing. I'll hear from guys this question, something about it, and we'll go back and forth a little bit, and they'll end up telling me like how big they are, and we'll look it up, and I'm going to tell you about something on that in just a second. We'll look it up, and we'll actually find that they're bigger than like 80% of guys, and the whole time they were thinking that they were small and feeling shameful about it and like worried about that. So that's what I have found to be nearly universal, is that most guys, the vast, vast majority of guys, have kind of a negative view of their size. They worry about their size compared to other guys. Of course, not everybody, but largely that's a very, very common thing. So I want to give you something that you can do to immediately get a better picture of where you actually stand. And for most guys, it's going to make you feel much better about where you stand. There's a couple of good calculators where you put in, basically you put in with one of them that I'll tell you about in just a second, you put in your height, and then you put in your erect length, and you put in your erect girth or circumference, right? And it's going to calculate where you stand. And you can adjust this to look at the whole world. And you can also, on one of them, you can take out and sort of only look at certain parts of the world and eliminate others to make it a little more accurate to where you are. By doing this, for most guys, as I said, what you're going to find is you're going to be like, oh, wow, actually, I kind of am in a higher percentile. I stack up a little better than I thought that I did. And that little bit of confidence boost can be a very good thing. And it's good to actually just know instead of wonder. So there's two tools. One is, and I'll put these in the these links in the show notes. One is pendex.org, P-E-N-D-E-X.org. And that one includes your height. So that one does it a little bit different. It includes your height and gives you a score on essentially a scoring system that they created. And the idea behind including your height is it's adjusted to given your height at that, with that established, then how big are you compared to sort of how big you sort of should be expected to be for your particular height if you're average. You'll see what I mean when you try that. The other one is calcsd.info. And again, I'll put these links in the show notes, calcsd.info. That one you do not put in your height. It has some other sort of interesting perspectives on that comparison that will come up. But try these because it only takes a second. And well, it takes a little bit longer than that because you're going to have to measure, right? Unless you're already doing that. And just a reminder on the measurement, you want to measure when you're fully erect. And on the length measurement, do what is called a bone press erect length, meaning you want to sort of press into being against your pelvic bone as opposed to outer, further out where you're barely touching kind of the skin. So if that makes sense, at the base of your penis, you want to kind of press to the pelvic bone and measure from there. So measure when you're erect and then measure the circumference and then go and put these in and see where you fall. And then you'll know, and then you won't have to like wonder. And most likely you're going to be like, oh, actually I'm a little higher percentile than I thought I was. And again, it doesn't really matter, of course, right? In the end, the reality is that it doesn't matter, but it matters to the extent that guys think about it, right? So if you can get something that's going to immediately sort of give you some better perspective on that, it can help raise your confidence, and that'll be a good thing. So let's talk about cock sensitivity. So you, one of the questions that I often get is, and it comes up a ton on coaching calls, is guys will say, I'm, you know, sometimes I can last a long time, or I can edge a long time, or have a lot of control. And other times I feel like I have no control and I start to lose control of that really fast, and my arousal climbs really fast. And a lot of guys are thinking that when they say that, they're kind of wondering like, what's wrong? What do I like do about that? And there's a few things to think about when it comes to that. One is that there is going to be some variability. There is going to be, just like some days you wake up and you have more energy than others. Some days you wake up and you feel stronger than others. Some days you wake up and you feel happier than others, kind of by default, right? Life has variability. There is going to be variability in your body. And this variability shows up in a couple ways. It kind of shows up in the actual just sensitivity, right? So how sensitive your penis is to stimulation, and thus how quickly you climb the arousal scale. And then the other way it could show up is sort of how much control you feel when you get to that edge. Sometimes you might feel like you have really good control, and sometimes not so much. So that variability shows up in a couple of different ways. It is going to show up, however, it's going to show up in relation to a baseline. So if your, let's say your baseline average, and not that this is all about sort of counting how long you can last, but we need a way to look at it, right? So if your baseline average of sort of how long you can last before you start to kind of lose control, or it gets, you know, the length of time when you have good, a good handle on that arousal and you feel like you have good control, whether it's having sex or edging, let's say that's 10 minutes. you might have some days where it's like 2 minutes and you're wondering like what is going on. And then you might have other days where it's 20 minutes. That variability is going to happen. However, it is going to be a variation away from the baseline. So if your baseline is 3 minutes having sex with your partner, you might have some days where it's 1 minute or 2 minutes and some days where it's 5 minutes. If you raise your baseline, which there's lots of things that we can do to address that sort of issue of oversensitivity where we have more control where it's not so sensitive. If you raise that baseline and your baseline becomes 20 minutes, then you might have some days that are 10 minutes and some days that are 30 or 40. So there is going to be that variability, but you can raise the baseline. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. The other is that there are things that you can do when that happens. So if you have a day that is much more sensitive, whether you're edging or you're having sex with your partner, one thing you can do is be patient and go slow through an initial period of time. And what will often happen is you can kind of move through that sensitivity. If you take it slowly and a little bit carefully, then your body will kind of settle in. And again, there's no exact times that are going to be the same for everybody, right? Whether you're edging or with your partner, that time might be 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it is. But there might be an initial period of time where if you kind of go through that, then your body will settle in and you won't be so sensitive. So that's the first thing to try, and try that when you're edging. If you have a day, which if you're edging on a regular basis, I guarantee that you're going to have these days, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You have days where you're just more sensitive. When you have those days, take it slow, get through that initial period of time, see if your body will settle in. Now, sometimes that's going to happen. Sometimes your body's not going to settle in and it's just going to be one of those days. So if that happens, practice acceptance. And even if before you get to that point, right, if it's the first moment you realize, well, this kind of like, why am I so sensitive? I feel like I don't really have control. Practice acceptance and understand that like, okay, this is the way things are right now in this moment. That's okay. I can roll with this, right? So practice acceptance. See if by going slow through a period of time, you can kind of settle in. If you don't settle in, that's okay. Recognize that it's probably going to be different the next day. And it might even be different the same day. This variability can happen. You know, if you're edging multiple times in a day, you're having sex multiple times in a day, you might find that, one of those sessions, you're much more sensitive. The other one, you have much better control. So it might actually just change then. So have some acceptance. Don't make too big of an issue about it. A lot of times it's easy to kind of fall into that trap of frustration. Like, why is this like this? Just practice acceptance, roll with it, go slow. And then again, remember that you can raise that baseline. So the more you raise that baseline, the more those sensitive days are not going to be as big of an issue, and you're going to be able to work your way through them better. The way that you raise your baseline is by practicing. Have an edging practice, have a mindful edging practice, have an edging practice that includes techniques and strategies to actually improve and get better in that area of your life. The old way of masturbating for 98% of guys, which is most often including porn, even when it's not including porn, it's very goal oriented. The goal is to get off, right? There's not really learning and growing that's happening in any way, shape, or form. When we approach it a different way, and we approach it with the idea of learning and training our body and growing and getting better, then that's what will happen, is you will get better and you'll raise your baseline. So a regular edging practice, very beneficial to raise your baseline and not have those sensitive days feel as sensitive, but they're going to happen. So when they do, roll with it, accept it. It's not the end of the world. Life will go on. Even if you have a shitty sexual experience, right? Maybe you ejaculate when you weren't meaning to, or you're with your partner and you don't get erect, or something happens and it feels shitty in the moment. It's all right. Life's going to go on, right? Like, I know a lot of guys, it can be frustrating, but we got to take a step back and look at the reality of, you're going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be okay. So move through that with some acceptance and continue to grow and learn in this area. If I can support you in that, shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or you can go to the calendar on the website, holisticalpha.com. There's a link for that in the show notes, and you can book a coaching session with me if you would like to do that. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.